Welcome to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Today, Yael Eckstein shares her weekly perspective from Israel on Yael's Corner.
The desperation in the former Soviet Union is difficult to describe in words. Those vivid, dark images from my many visits to the biblical land of the North returned to my mind as I looked at 29 smiling girls from the former Soviet Union standing in front of me on their graduation day. We were at the fellowship-sponsored Beit Ulpana High School for girls from the former Soviet Union who moved to Israel without any parents or family. I think of my annual trips to visit fellowship aid recipients in Ukraine, from where many of these girls came. There, I meet elderly Holocaust survivors who live alone in tiny homes with cracked walls, no windows, and the only source of water being a well in their backyard. The Jewish youth there face a bleak future. By contrast, the prophetic words of Jeremiah feel alive and relevant. "There is hope for your future," said the Lord, "and the children will return to their land." I have witnessed the divine truth of these words here in Israel. With growing poverty and anti-Semitism brewing in the former Soviet Union, the only bright future for those Jewish children is in Israel. And as Isaiah prophesies, Jewish people from all four corners of the earth are coming home to Israel on the shoulders of the Gentiles through the fellowship's prophetic work. With blessings from the Holy Land, this is Yael Eckstein.
Thousands of Jewish families, children, and elderly Holocaust survivors in Israel and the former Soviet Union live in shocking poverty and are unable to afford a single meal. Find out how you can help them during this Passover season at HolyLandMoments.ca.